from the Career Opportunities Archives.
This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook for February 18, 2005, with Douglas E. Welch. Today's column, The Experience. For more information, visit our website at welchwrite.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwrite.com or posted as comments on the website. If you read anything by business guru Tom Peters, you'll hear the term professional service firm, or PSF, over and over again. This is what you and I do each and every day. Regardless of whether you're working inside a large corporation or as a freelancer like myself, you are your own PSF. At least, that is what Peters would like you, and I, to believe. I think he's correct, and I've said much the same in previous columns. I always try to think like a professional service firm and develop ways to increase my effectiveness with my clients. One major part of building your PSF and differentiating yourself from others is through the customer experience. As a consumer yourself, it should seem obvious that how you provide your services, as well as the services you provide, are the major factor in customer satisfaction. What experience are you providing for your clients, and how is it improving your relationship and profitability with those clients? When I first started reading Peter's books, I had to do some hard thinking about what kind of experience I was giving my users. I started by dissecting each part of my work and the impression it leaves on my clients. The best description I've been able to arrive at is this. A consulting call for me is like having a good friend, albeit a highly knowledgeable one, visit to help with your computer. Instead of some kitschy uniform like the Geek Squad or typical corporate attire, I just try to be me. My attire for consulting calls can best be called friendly casual. I usually dress with a nice shirt, blue jeans, sneakers, and certainly no tie. I'm always neat and clean, barring an occasional major coffee accident, which has happened only once. But I'm certainly not spit-and-polish corporate office material. I bring my equipment in a nice rolling briefcase and do my best to keep the mud off the client's floor. The next part of the experience, beyond the first impression, is that of caring. This isn't hard for me, as I do care greatly about my clients, both in general and in their computer life, as I call it. One way I show this is by simply listening. My clients often have information they want to share with me before we actually get started. Sometimes this bears on their problems and sometimes not. Regardless, it's my job to listen and understand their issues. As you probably already know, this isn't easy. Sometimes you want to jump right in and get to work. But I can guarantee you that listening is the best way to start any call. I decided at the beginning of this year to work even more on my listening skills. While it may be difficult, it's one of the best ways to improve your client's experience. Take some time to think about the small but important ways you can improve your client's experience. If you're working on computer hardware, do you bring a little vacuum to capture all the dust bunnies that fly out when you open the case? Could you bring more printed materials to leave behind so the client can review them later? In my case, I recently wrote a quick primer on CDR backups, and I now add a web bookmark in the client's web browsers. Can you bring your own coaster so your water, coffee, or soda can isn't dripping on the expensive mahogany desk? Can you find some way to put a smile on your face and your client's, even when the day and your mood is gloomy? Can you provide loaner computers when their computer requires more extensive service? Can you maintain your vehicle properly so that it doesn't drop oil on their driveway? As you can see, there are thousands of ways to help improve the client's experience, some only tangentially related to the work at hand. If you want to build a great high-tech career, you have to be on the lookout for ways, big and small, to make a difference. Ways that make it a pleasant experience to work with you both personally and professionally.
This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. You can support Career Opportunities via a PayPal donation, purchases through our Amazon store, or using the Google Ads on our website. If you have a service or product that might interest CareerUp listeners, consider sponsoring this podcast. Email career@welchwrite.com for more information. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at welchwrite.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchwrite.com or posted as comments on the website.